morning starts anew, and with a shiny dew, everything's covered. The sunny sky is clear, the darkness is not here, the new day is coming.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Salty Canadian Podcast. I am your host, Sarah. I am going to try to keep this one short. All links will be posted in the show notes at the end of the show, so you'll be able to find everything. Some bad news that I just came across last night on Facebook was that the legendary Hugh Hefner has passed away at the age of 91. So the Salty Canadian Podcast would just like to put out our condolences for him and his family, and let's just keep them in our thoughts and prayers. As we all know, Hugh Hefner was the one who started Playboy, so it does kind of make him legendary. On the good side of things, I actually have some good news. As an early birthday present, I am getting a brand new microphone. So hopefully I'll get that ordered this weekend and possibly have it for the next episode, but may not have it till the episode after. So hopefully the podcast will start sounding a little bit better and get you guys more into it. So yeah, some sad and some good news. What coming up right now, I will have a few articles. Both are kind of about aliens still. They're both kind of weird and wacky from a couple of my podcast friends. So here they are. Enjoy, and we'll get on to some ranty topics.
Leonardo da Vinci hid proof of aliens in the Mona Lisa. Leonardo da Vinci hid proof of aliens with secret messages in his paintings, according to conspiracy theorists. A bizarre YouTube video claims the 14th and 15th century painter and inventor hid proof of aliens in his artwork, most notably the Mona Lisa. In the video, Paranormal Crucible claimed that one can make out facial features, headdress, cloak, and the hands of an alien high priest if the colors are manipulated to make it clearer. A computer-generated voice which narrates the video says, "Many theologians believe that Leonardo da Vinci deliberately concealed secret codes and subliminal messages in most of his work. If this is true, then it's reasonable to assume that the Mona Lisa was in fact painted in order to conceal important historical and religious facts, possibly regarding the extraterrestrial presence and its surreptitious involvement with the Roman Catholic Church." Another Paranormal Crucible video claims that there's an alien hidden in Da Vinci's St. John the Baptist masterpiece. The video claims if the painting, which is believed to be Da Vinci's last work, is mirrored, an alien face appears in the center. It says, "If we mirror and join the image, we can begin to see that the master painter has indeed hidden a mysterious figure within the brushstrokes of his iconic painting. By enhancing the image, the viewer can clearly see possible evidence of an extraterrestrial life form." Others, however, go one step further and claim Da Vinci was an alien himself. UFO blogger Scott C. Waring wrote on his UFO Sightings Daily website, "The likelihood of Leonardo da Vinci being an alien or half-breed is very high. He shows all the signs. He had a very high intellectual ability, extraordinary creative range, and used them to accomplish quite a bit. Leonardo is somebody who is able to operate across all these various fields, which is unusual. Geniuses rarely are great in all areas like Leonardo. He was known for hiding secret messages and codes in his artwork, so this new discovery gives us the key we had been missing about him. His extraordinary abilities came from, or were, those of aliens."
Thank you, Sean. Now on to our next article from Christopher.
Fighter jet expert photographs UFOs and investigators cannot explain them. UFO investigators were unable to explain what this bizarre glowing object snapped over Ohio could possibly have been. An aviation expert photographed it high in the sky after ruling out a plane or helicopter. He sent the image to the US-based Mutual UFO Network, MUFON, the world's biggest organization dedicated to investigating UFO and alien sightings. The aviation mechanic described it as a sphere-shaped object, although when blown up, the image appears as a bright disc. He said he snapped and videoed at 10:07 p.m. local time on June 10th in Mahoning County, Ohio, and there may have been more than one object. In a report to MUFON, he wrote, "Went out to grab my cell phone charger out of the scooter glove box and saw this object or objects hauling across the sky. Only had a little bit of time to snap a picture and a bit of video, but appeared to be more than one before I lost sight when the line of trees got in the way. Worked on F-16s and have enough knowledge of planes and helicopters to know it wasn't a plane and it wasn't arcing like falling space objects." The witnesses provided two images and one short video clip with the report. Ohio MUFON field investigator Joseph Pavlonsky investigated this case and closed it as an unknown, as the expert was unable to establish what it could have been. Roger Marsh, MUFON director of communications, said, "Please remember that most UFO sightings can be explained as something natural or man-made. Planets are often mistaken for UFOs, particularly ones which appear to hover in the sky." Scott Brando runs UFO debunking website UFOofInterest.org and believes a planet may have been responsible in this case. He told Express.co.uk, "It could be a planet like Jupiter, which was very bright that night on June 10th. However, we need to know exactly where the witness was when he saw it."
Thanks guys again for those amazing articles. Now on to what I want to talk about. This is kind of ranty-ish. Yeah, if I start cursing and swearing a little bit, I'm sorry. I apologize. It's just something that is really angering to me. So, the other night, I was just scrolling along on Facebook, and I come across an article from my hometown's Facebook page. Now, this kind of thing has been in the Canadian news before, with somebody pretending to be a Forces member. Mainly, a Canadian Forces member. Which is a crime to impersonate a Canadian Forces military member. So, this 36-year-old man had been arrested for pretending to be a member of the military and stealing money from local women. One woman said that they had met online about a month ago. He befriended her and claimed to be a member of the Canadian Forces. He eventually moved in with her and began stealing from her, which is horrible. Nobody should ever have to pretend that they are someone they are not. The military is very well respected in my hometown, as we have the largest airbase in Canada. So hearing things like this really, really upsets me. So please don't pretend to be in a Canadian Forces member, any kind of military member, police, a paramedic, or anything. It's just wrong and you're taking advantage of people. But please please don't do it. It's horrible. I despise people who do that. Now, a few Remembrance Days ago, there was also another man who tried to be a Canadian Forces veteran, or just a veteran in general, and actually showed up to the Remembrance Day parade in Ottawa with medals, uniform, and everything, just to pretend that he was a military member when he was not a military member at all, and he was actually charged. I haven't heard anything more on that case in the last little while, but it is sickening. So sickening. Whatever you do, please respect our military. It doesn't matter where you are, if you're in Canada, the US, or somewhere else. Please respect your military members. If you see one, please thank them for their service. It doesn't matter if they're regular force or reserve force. They all deserve the exact same respect. So please, I am begging you, please don't do some shit like this. It is just horrible, and it starts to make a bad example of the military. I know that Russell Williams was the base commander for DFB Trenton, and he did break and enter into women's homes and did kill two members of the community, one of them being a female in the Canadian Forces, and he just completely also made the Canadian Forces look bad. I have nothing but respect for our military members, and so should everybody else. Well, that's the end of the rant for that. I'm going to end the episode here today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you would like to send me your thoughts on this topic or on the topic of the military, you can send it to thesaltycanadian2017@gmail.com. You can go to my Facebook page, The Salty Canadian Podcast. You can go to my Facebook pod pages group, which is The Salty Canadian Podcast Rant Room. There are still not very many members, so if you could please join there, it would be greatly appreciated. I still have a bunch of stickers, so you can make a $1 donation either through Patreon, or you can send it to my PayPal, which is, my PayPal is saltycanadian2017@gmail.com, or you can go on to Patreon, pledge that dollar amount, and you'll get your sticker. The Patreon is patreon.com/thesaltycanadian. There is a bunch of different tiers there, but tier one will just get you the sticker. If there are any podcasters out there that would like to do a sticker swap, I am up to do that. All you have to do is just shoot me an email to my email address, and I'll gladly get back to you there. Everything would be golden that way. Also, make sure that you're following me on Twitter. And also, please, if you like the show, go on to Apple Podcasts and rate and review. I would be happy to see that. And maybe sometime in the near future, I will do some sort of contest. So, at the end, you'll hear a few of my podcast friends. This is actually going to be a little longer than I anticipated. So, I'm going to stop talking now. So, don't be salty and have a great day, eh?
Every year, new TV shows get canceled. Some make it an entire season, and some don't even make it that far. I'm Ed, host of Unaired, where each week we review a show that was canceled with episodes left unaired, then pitch our ideas for what could have been future episodes of those shows. We've covered shows like Cavemen, the show based on the Geico Cavemen commercials, the ill-fated 2011 Wonder Woman pilot, a show called Look Well, where Adam West plays an aging TV detective who thinks he can solve real crimes, and many more. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, unairedpodcast.com, or wherever you download podcasts. And remember, some things are better left unaired.
Hey, I'm Jody.
And I'm Jess.
And we do a little podcast called The One True Way.
So what exactly is this podcast about, anyway?
We do a different cult every episode.
And how often do these things come out?
Every other week. So if you're interested in cults, check us out. You can find us on all major platforms.
Called The Working Man's Nerdist, Tales from the Fandom is a weekly podcast where David talks with a guest about the fandoms that they love. Whether it's classics like Star Trek, Star Wars and Tolkien, or new ones like Game of Thrones or Harry Potter. Anime, books, TV shows, movies, role-playing, video games, cosplay and more are discussed. Each episode is different, based on the guest. No fandom is too big or too small. Subscribe to Tales from the Fandom and join in on the fun.
Museums are dangerous. Zombies are dangerous. You know what else are dangerous? Books. On Semi-Intellectual Musings, we talk a lot about dangerous stuff, especially books.
From Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451 to Orwell's 1984 or Atwood's A Handmaid's Tale, we don't shy away from books that make some people shy.
Each week, we turn on a light in the attic to bring you confessions from the social sciences, humanities, and arts, where there are no outsiders, and together we uncover that it's not all quiet on the Western Front.
So why don't you go ask Alice and follow us down some rabbit holes as we find out what's up on the animal farm.
It's a jungle out there, folks, but it doesn't have to be a catch-22. With the right howl and a little wrinkle in time, together we can enter the Chamber of Secrets and experience the unbearable lightness of being.
From social theory to how to cook with green eggs and ham, our droll stories are as beloved as the Great Gatsby.
Join us at thesim.podbean.com, and remember, it's a brave new world out there. So grab your headphones
and tune in to Semi-Intellectual Musings and enter the Age of Reason before we fly over the cuckoo's nest and it's all gone with the wind.